KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping the news this morning, a collision between a motorcycle and a deer early Saturday morning in Webster County has claimed the life of an Audubon County man. The Webster County Sheriff's Office said yesterday, 29-year-old Casey Bolick of Gray was riding a motorcycle southbound on the 3400 block of Highway 169 at around 3 a.m. Saturday when his cycle struck a deer. Bolick died at the scene. A small dog riding with him was not injured and was reunited with Casey's family. Police in Red Oak Monday evening arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County felony warrant for probation violation. 33-year-old Jeremy Ray Dillaker of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. He was brought to Montgomery County Jail where his bond was set at $5,000. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man in connection with a robbery that took place early this morning. 38-year-old Brian Coulter was arrested after the victim of the crime positively identified him. Coulter was charged with first-degree robbery, felon in possession of a firearm, carrying weapons, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on an outstanding warrant. His arrest followed a call at around 2:50 a.m. to the Walgreens store at 535 East Broadway. Upon their arrival, officers made contact with the man who said he was in his vehicle in the 400 block of Franklin Avenue. When Brian Coulter came up to his window and asked for money and a phone, the victim told Coulter no, and that is when Coulter allegedly pointed a handgun at him but was unable to operate the weapon. He then left the area, but officers were able to locate the vehicle that Coulter was in and detained him long enough for the victim to make a positive ID. Coulter was booked in at the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Atlantic City Council, minus Mayor Dave Jones and Councilperson Ashley Hayes, met Monday evening during a session that lasted less than 5 minutes. That's because there was only one action item and one discussion item. The council approved a cigarette permit for the fog zone in Atlantic, and they were provided with a beautification committee update from Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Summers. Summers said the committee met last Thursday and voted to move forward with wayfinding signs mounted on black cast aluminum fluted posts with ball finials and in and around the city at a cost of $82,000.
That has already been budgeted for, so we just gave the go-ahead then. So then there's a lot of different fees, things. Snyder's and Associates is working with the DOT, because the DOT has so many, you know, regulations and things. And they've got some locations already kind of mapped out.
So far, 18 sites or nearly 18 sites have been chosen. The committee, Summer said, is looking for input from the council with regard to the most important things being on the signs.
And then they also approved to get vinyl banners to hang on the poles through town, kind of where the Christmas decorations go. And they've got some different, like four different sets that they'll get. Like one says Discover Atlantic. Oh, I guess they all say Discover Atlantic, because there's four different books that we can have.
And as you mentioned, the theme of each banner would be Discover Atlantic, with a variety of images on each individual banner, such as the Rock Island Depot, the Trojan logo, the Lady Liberty statue in the city park, and others. In all, a proposed 28 banners are in the works. They will be full color, two-sided, printed on 18-ounce matte vinyl and complete with all the hardware and brackets at a cost of $3,920 delivered. You can view the conceptual images of the banners and street signs by looking for the same story on the news page at KJAN.com and clicking on the images to enlarge them. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety said yesterday that the Guthrie County Dispatch Center received a 911 call at around 7:20 p.m. Sunday in reference to a report of a man with a knife threatening people in an apartment complex. The Panora Police Department responded to the apartment building at 502 West Market Street, and upon arrival, law enforcement located a man in the apartment hallway. He confronted law enforcement with a knife. Officers ordered him to drop the knife several times, but the man refused. An officer with the Panora Police Department then engaged the subject and fired his weapon, striking the man, who was given medical aid but later died from his injuries. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny, where an autopsy will be conducted. The officer involved in the incident has been placed on paid administrative leave until completion of the investigation. Authorities say no additional information will be released at this time. Authorities in Greenfield attempting to serve a warrant on a man wanted for an alleged assault Saturday night say the man refused to come out of a residence. Greenfield Police Chief Jesse Lund told KJAN News several agencies responded to the incident at around 9 p.m., during which the man eventually surrendered without further incident. Lund says no weapons were involved. He said the man was basically just being stubborn, not wanting to go. Additional details are expected to be released sometime today. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests. 20-year-old Ryan Robert Main of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday morning for OWI, driving under suspension, and failure to have SR-22 on file. His bond was set at $1,600. And at around 2:35 a.m. Monday, 26-year-old James John DeMoro of Glenwood was arrested for violation of an order and providing false identification information. His bond was set at $600. In our funeral announcements, Levere May Anderson, age 82 of Denison, died June 24th. Funeral services for Levere Anderson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Knopp, age 80 of Atlantic, died June 20th at the Allen Place. A celebration of life gathering for Daryl Knopp will be today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Gutenfelder, age 88 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place. Memorial services for Jackie Gutenfelder will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beverly Jean Haynes, age 77 of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Beverly Haynes will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Thomas Lee Hildebrand, age 64 of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Thomas Hildebrand will be held July 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Mildred Bernice Sorber, age 98 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Mildred Sorber are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Shelley Wheatley, age 37 of Greenfield, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Shelley Wheatley are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.